in the jug. Let's go dirty old town. Andrew starts it. This is for everybody here from Salford.
Welcome to Los Fours, Wednesday, March 17th, St. Patty's Day, 8:08 Eastern Standard Time, broadcasting outside of Detroit City. Listen a little bit of the Pogues.
The beautiful old Pogues. You faded that out well. That was an awesome fade out. I think you faded yourself out too. I'm not hearing you. So, first things first, happy St. Patrick's Day, Eric. Good to talk to you. Oh, delish. What, do we have to try this again? Did you disappear? I don't hear you. You're gone, man.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. What are you doing? I was just kind of trying to catch you in an odd moment there.
Oh.
You know.
Well, I do have odd moments.
You do have odd moments.
I am a living, breathing odd moment.
You are kind of living, breathing odd moment or two.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, I had a whole bunch of great stuff planned for tonight's show.
It's not like you're 45 minutes away from work.
Well, I know, but I also don't know where my key is to the office.
Oh,
Two people who are listening who are not me and Eric, what really happened here is I had this great plan and I had this outline and all sorts of good stuff that I was going to talk about, great music. I basically pieced it back together because I'm kind of smart. But I had it all set up, and I had it set up on this one of my programs at work. I was going to email it to myself, but I was in such a rush to get out of the office today. I forgot to email it to myself, and I didn't realize it until I got home.
Hmm.
And so then I had to piece it all together. And we're going to have it's traditional because, you know, how often do we actually do good research, right?
Never.
Okay, so this is actually going to be better than most because I did some research sort of. So anyways,
it's all on you, man. It's all on you tonight. I just got done with
you brought the training about, right?
Yeah. Well, that was kind of through YouTube, through the external speaker,
yummy.
Through our $5,000 stereo system here, we got whatever, you know, like $5.
You made me snot my Guinness. Thanks.
You're welcome. I don't know. We'll have to look it up. We'll have to maybe invest in some more money in our studio here.
Well, yeah. I mean, did you get the COVID money yet?
I did.
Yeah, we got ours too.
Yeah. So.
So that's going to go back into the economy right away.
Yeah, and continue to pay bills with it.
Well, right. We got to take care of business.
Yeah.
I just hope everybody else out there got their COVID money and are doing something relatively wise with it, like feeding themselves and whatever else needs to happen.
And if you don't need it, give it away. Give it away to somebody that does need it.
Well.
Just kidding. Save it. Retirement.
Or, no. Yeah, right. Retirement. Or, you know, use it. If you don't need it for food and housing, no, but seriously, if you don't need it for food and housing, use it to you know, go out to dinner once or twice and put money in somebody else's pocket who needs it.
Wax the wife's cup, you know?
Something. Gotta do something, man. Oh, I'm just gonna break shit. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So, St. Patrick's Day, huh?
It certainly is.
What did you do today for St. Paddy's Day of any?
Nothing. I had training all day.
Yeah.
9:30 to 6 every day.
And so, what are you consuming now that it's past work hours?
My last Guinness that I had sitting in the refrigerator. I was going to buy more, but I didn't really sleep all that great last night. So I figured, well, I'm going to have to go to bed early tonight.
Well, you're allowed.
Yeah, I've got so much stuff to do. They don't want us to do anything like any kind of material outside of the office, because if they find out that you're working outside the office, it said technically we got to pay overtime. I said, well, nothing wrong with that. You know, all that, you know, all the videos on just what's the C word I'm thinking of?
Well, there's a bunch of C's actually.
Yeah, not compensation, but conforming, compliance.
Compliance.
Yes, compliance. I've got about 50 of those two videos to watch. But they don't want us to watch them on our own. They want us to watch them like during our off time, during our training.
It's stretch it out, man.
Yeah.
They're going to be training you for a while. Stretch it out. Learn the stuff. Take some notes. Compliance is a pain in the hiney.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not kidding.
Yeah.
So other than that, I have not much new to report.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything really new to report. I'm sipping on a Guinness. I'm making my own black and tans.
Yeah.
With Guinness and Harp.
I see.
Kind of liked that from Sunday. It was tasty and non-hangover-ish.
Yeah.
So being a good big boy and sipping politely without slamming beers left and right. And you know, gonna have what do you call that? One of those a Guinness is basically a liquid bread, so there's that. It's a meal in a can.
It is.
Can't go
wrong. I could probably have one of those a day and be perfectly fine.
They say Guinness is good for you.
Supposedly high in iron, I've heard. But like I said, I thought I had like some kind of like sheep fat in there or something, or mule fat, I don't know. It had some kind of goofy to make it creamy. You have to look it up.
I don't. It's like,
yeah, you probably don't want to know.
You don't want to know how the sausage is made. You just
You probably don't want to know.
No. So,
don't want to know how the sausage is made. That's true.
You just don't want to know how the sausage is made, man. So I was going to get into this whole thing before we even get started. I do have to make sure that everybody understands that any music that we play, we're going to claim fair use because we're going to talk about the music. We're going to, you know, make comments about the music.
Yeah, and we need to play it for you. So you figure out whether or not you like it.
And then if you like it, we're going to encourage you to go buy it because it doesn't matter to us. We're not trying to make money off this podcast, although it would be nice if it paid for itself.
Right.
It is just kind of a labor of love. And because we love music so much, we want the musical artists get paid. So if you hear something you like, we're going to tell you the names of these people and, you know, go find them on YouTube and go, yep, that's good enough. I'm going to buy that.
And if you're related to any of these bands and you want to sue us, sue Bill. This is all his idea.
Yeah, sue me. So, because I'm worth about 48 cents.
Yeah, if you sue me and take all my money, I'd go live with my mom. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, well, you sue me, then you get the speaker. You can have my dog.
Yeah.
You can have the dog. I'll tell you.
I'm sure your wife Your wife might date the dog over you. You never know.
I guaranteed she would. I mean, you know, the dog doesn't provide food and shelter.
Oh, but, I thought you were going to say he doesn't bark.
You can hear him in the background right now.
No, I know. He's all right.
No, he's not. Yeah, sure. He's absolutely wonderful. But wanted to make mention of this as well from the law offices of Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf. The views expressed by the host are not necessarily those of rational human beings. All views are poorly researched and assembled by monkeys. These clowns have not been authorized to speak on anyone's behalf. The entire show is not endorsed by any committee, team, group, organization, or tribe. Listen at your own risk. Also made that comment that, yeah, these guys like music. So maybe you hear something you like and then you want to go out and buy some songs. And that would be great for the artist who created those songs that you get to like and all that other fun stuff. Yippee.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Mr. Finster. That's the TV version of that, by the way.
Oh, gotcha.
If you ever watch Die Hard on television.
No. Maybe the first one. Yeah, Yippee-ki-yay, Mother Scratcher. Finster.
No, it's Mr. Finster.
Oh, Mr. Finster?
Yeah, that's what he says.
I see.
Which is horrible because it just takes the whole punch out of the whole whatever. So one of the things before we actually get into the music, I wanted to, my research is gone, but I wanted to go through the anthropological influences as to why the Irish are such musical folks and great storytelling peoples. But I can tell you this. So there's a couple of things that I can pull out of the side of my head. Basically, you know, Ireland's an island, and the Celts have been living in Ireland for more than 2,000 years in an island of themselves with very little influences aside from, you know, when the Vikings came in and then, you know, St. Patrick and what, 600, something like that, 400 to try and sell Christianity. But aside from that, their culture has been, nobody writes anything down. They haven't had, you know, from the beginning of the Celtic culture in Ireland, there has not been a written word or, you know, books or any of that stuff. It's all been storytelling and carrying the stories down through generations.
Why is that?
That comes in the form of song and stories. And so this is a people who have, it's inherent that they know how to tell stories, and music comes naturally because it's bred into them. It's just part of the culture. This is how we do things. We sing our songs and tell stories. And when you listen to a good traditional Irish folk song, it is a story. It could be a story from, you know, 20 minutes ago, or it could be a story from ancient Irish history.
Gotcha.
It's somewhere in between, but every song is a story. And if you really get into the words, you can go, wow, that really takes you somewhere. And if you listen to the words, you can really, your mind's eye can picture the story. If you've got any bits of creativity in your brain whatsoever. So, you know, if you want to, you can just grab onto something, any old traditional Irish air. What are you pulling up there?
It's music for stories. What? Yeah, see, doesn't it sound like you're in Ireland somewhere?
Oh, no, I was going to throw this in the background.
Go ahead.
Telling this.
Go right ahead. I didn't know if you had anything.
Oh, I've got like a ton of stuff queued up. This is Clannad, Sula Run, which is in Gaelic. It's actually half Gaelic and half English, the song. And Clannad is C-L-A-N-N-A-D, and they are truly traditional Irish. And the stories that they tell, I mean, the music itself can tell a story if you understand, if you study music theory and all that other crap.
Right.
You listen to it and go, oh my gosh, that guitar is telling a story. That flute's telling a story.
Sure.
But it's just a, I don't know, happy St. Patrick's Day. Enjoy some music, you know. Pull out your Irish, even if you're not.
Yeah, let it rip for a while.
Enjoy some. But no, what I was going to say is, you know, there's within every culture, there's the core of the population that has a certain culture of how things are done. But then you get your outside influences. Any culture will have outside influences that will either completely change that culture or be absorbed into it and make minor changes. And, you know, you look at some of the words we use in English have roots in Danish words and in Viking words, German words, you know, and even into Latin.
Right.
But it's because as Americans, we're like the leftovers from Europe mostly, and or Africa. And there's a lot of words that are being used now that have those roots. And it's our culture is changing. And if culture doesn't change, then it's stagnant and boring.
Sure. Right?
You know, I think I should have been an anthropologist. I really would have enjoyed studying cultures and histories and stuff like that. And I do enjoy doing it on my free time.
Yeah.
And I enjoy rambling about it, too.
You ramble a little
as
bit.
As you can tell. Yeah.
Sometimes.
You know, and I don't have all the facts right in front of me and all the, you know, papers and research stuff. But I've read some stuff a while in the past, and I've touched base with some different things, and I've got a good idea of what's going on. You know, one of the things I studied when I was in Ireland was Irish history. And there was a Irish history class, an Irish culture class, an Irish music class. You know, spend 6 months living in there, and you learn a few things, right?
Yeah.
So, but that's Clannad in the background. And like I said, Clannad, they've done some like popular movie soundtrack stuff, as well as a lot of good traditional Irish stuff. They're very mellow, but her vocals are beautiful. The guitar work is delicious. It's just tasty. And this is this is a song that I've had on, I think I've owned this album for a long time. Or maybe it's on a best of or something like that from a variety of different Irish authors or artists. But it's just good stuff. And it's very, like I said, very easy to listen to.
I like it.
Yeah. And I just thought I'd throw that. I'm going to fade this out here real quick. There you go. Because I'm gonna click them out as we go. There are, you know, and like I said, I went to the folk. I went to the classic old Irish folk music that you'd hear in a pub in Ireland.
Right.
You know, that's the direction I took, as opposed to pulling up the Dropkick Murphys or the Pogues or somebody like that. Or, you know, who would walk 500 miles? Who was that one?
It was
those guys. I would walk
500 miles.
Yeah. Those guys.
I'll be here in a second.
Yeah, it'll come to you. I'm going to give you a chance to pull that up while I pour my beer. I can't believe I can't think of who sang I Would Walk 500 Miles.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Who is it?
The
Proclaimers.
Yeah.
Proclaimers.
Yeah.
It's, you know, sometimes...
I know. It's old age.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a brain fart thing, and the kids won't pull my finger anymore.
No. Well,
you
know, yeah.
If you got a brain fart, you got to have them pull your finger, let it out so that you can actually get the thought through.
Is that the way it happens?
Yeah. So
what about this one? This was one of my favorites.
Yeah, give me
as far as an Irish band, non-U2, woman, female singer.
Are we going Enya? Is that my cranberries? Yeah, it's the Cranberries. Her voice is just so hauntingly beautiful.
Isn't that bass line just really like mesmerizing? Yeah,
there's something to it.
It's like, it reminds me of like a sexy old Lincoln drive in the middle of the night with its like parking lights on.
That would make a great background song to a like a black suicide door Lincoln.
In
driving super fast down a dark highway in one of those Tarantino movies.
Yeah.
That just listening to you and the way you described it, I was like, that's the picture that jumped into my head.
It's so smooth and heavy, you know.
And the Cranberries.
And you got her voice.
Yeah, the Cranberries have been one of my favorites for a long time. Her voice is stellar.
When we went to New York, we stayed there for like 8 days. Oh, and let's see. All right, you there? Yeah, you're there,
I'm
right?
Here. Hey, Sean.
So we stayed there for like 8 days, and one of the places that we kept going back to, because they treated us so well. This was shortly after 9/11, but it was called PG King's, and supposedly it was the oldest pub. I don't know if it was Irish pub or pub in Manhattan. It was an old Irish pub. It was huge.
Okay.
They had these like huge urinals. I mean, they were taller, almost as tall as I was. But you could tell, really ornate. Everything was original. And it was probably like a block or two from the Empire State Building. And we walked in there. It was like, I don't know, must have been. So we went in March. So it was probably like 6-7 o'clock when we went there. Maybe it was 5 o'clock. And we ordered up a bunch of.
Yeah.
What's that?
Go on.
Yeah, so we ordered up a bunch of Guinness.
About the details.
Yeah, and the bartender said, we were talking to the bartender, it was a female, and she said she was from Ireland, she moved to New York, you know, chasing a dream, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
She had a lovely brogue.
Yeah, she ended up being a bartender for like, this is like her 10th year or something like that, I forgot what she was saying, but the nice thing was that she gave us a VIP pass to Empire State Building to take the super fast elevator up in the center of the building to bypass everybody else that's waiting.
Right.
And it was really cool. And it was kind of drizzling out. She's like, here, take a bunch of these umbrellas, just bring them back and bring me back to pass when you guys are done. And I was like, sweet. So that was our last stop. Every night we went out, that was our last stop, was always PG King's.
That's great.
So, yeah. But
tipped her well, I'm sure.
Yeah. And we would sit down at the bar right next to the jukebox. There's nobody in there at like, you know, 11, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, because it was just after 9/11. And one of the songs I used to play every time we were there was Pretty by the Cranberries. It was just fitting, you know, like you're just getting ready to go, you know, take off and go back to the hotel and sitting around drinking Guinness, playing some cool music. And I always put that one on. So anyway.
Hey, I got to welcome some people. So Sean's joined us. You know about Sean, right?
Fan of the Cranberries.
Fan of the Cranberries, friend of the show, smells lovely, looks good in leather, owns a small gardening business and receivership, has great taste in podcasts. That's Sean.
Owns a small gardening business and receivership?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, sure. And Ama Oduro has stopped.
What's up, Sean?
Ama Oduro. That's a fun
Ama Oduro.
So you know
Spanish?
About
that. It's got to be Spanish.
But you know about
Oduro.
Ama.
Huh?
Right? You know about Ama. Friend of the show, smells lovely, has her own line of perfume, tire swing in the backyard, has great taste in podcasts. Ama's
no,
here.
No business in receivership?
No. Not okay, everybody good. Has to have a business in receivership.
Just checking. Yeah, just checking.
Cheese and rice, man. Chill out. People are different and unique.
They are, and so you say.
And the fact that just actually like one or two of them are going to listen to us is astoundingly amazing. So
yeah,
the next one I wanted to throw out your way is I don't have this is it's an Irish Rebel song, and it's called Kinky Boots.
Yeah,
And it has nothing to do with the play or the movie.
I didn't know there was a movie called Kinky Boots.
Yeah, I love that movie. That was a great movie, by the way. We'll talk about that another day. But this in the background, can you hear it okay?
Yeah.
Oh,
be a little louder.
I've got a lovely new flak jacket and a lovely car key suit. And when we go on night patrol, we hold each other's hand. We are the British Army and we're here to take your land.
So this whole song is a rebel song against the British coming in and taking everything.
Yeah.
There was a saying in Ireland, you know, why there's no trees. And there's all sorts of rocks and stones surrounding everybody's land. Because that's the thing is there's no trees, but there's everybody's got stone fences and it's just piles of stones.
Right, right.
And the way they described it over there is well, if the British could have figured out something to do with the stones, they'd have taken them too.
Huh. But they interesting.
Took all the trees, man. Got to build the ship somehow.
Right,
1700s. But so this, I believe, is the Irish Rovers. I'm pretty sure. But Irish Rovers are great. They've been around forever. And, you know, it's just, again, this is another one that's got a great story, and it's basically a thumb in the eye of the British. It's like, go kiss my ass. We're making fun of you with your little kinky boots.
Interesting.
And if you listen to the lyrics, this is a great one. It's called Kinky Boots. If you know, YouTube. I actually bought this years ago with my iTunes card or something like that. And it's on my phone. But it's one of those that it's really just a story of go stick it in your eye, British. We're sick of your shit. We're making fun of you with your little shiny helmet, your pair of kinky boots, and your little khaki flak jacket, blah, blah, blah. But then there's a story behind it, too. And it's just, again, these people know how to tell a story, and they sing it well.
Huh.
So that was Kinky Boots.
You know what?
And I like that one. And it's just a fun little, it's just a little ditty. It's only like 3 minutes long.
If I said the boys are back in town.
Yeah, I would think.
Do you remember who that was?
I'll fade that out real quick. The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town. Boom.
The boys are back. See, there's two of them.
Okay.
I'm thinking of a different one. I'm thinking of...
There's a Thin Lizzy.
Yes, I think I'm thinking of Thin Lizzy, Boys Are Back in Town.
No idea they formed in Dublin, Ireland. I had no idea. Interesting.
There's
the Corrs, too. I forgot about the Corrs.
The who?
The Corrs.
Like the beer?
Remember the Corrs. Let me see.
Hold on.
Yeah,
the boys are back in town. Thin Lizzy.
Yeah. It doesn't really sound like an Irish band now, does it?
No. But, you know, well, the Dropkick Murphys do. They sound like a punk band.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's the thing. Thin Lizzy also did a version of Whiskey in the Jar.
Yeah.
And that is a traditional Irish tune. I mean, curious to see. I was listening, like, I spent the whole day today. That's fading out. The boys are back in town. That's Thin Lizzy. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
No idea. No idea they were from Ireland.
I really didn't think they were. But, you know, when I think Irish, I don't think Thin Lizzy. But that's just me. But they did a version of Whiskey in the Jar, which is a traditional, like, slower melodical. I was listening to one of the other bands. I think the Dubliners were doing a version of it. But you listen to Thin Lizzy, and they rock it out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Thin Lizzy is 70s rock and roll.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
I just thought they're from, like, Tennessee or something. Kentucky, somewhere, Alabama.
Yeah. and this is them doing Whiskey in the Jar, which is, you know, if you've heard the traditional version, this is definitely rock and roll of it. Yeah, this is definitely, I forgot all about this one. I forgot they did a version of this. Great tune. I gotta fade this one out though. Thanks for the Thin Lizzy throw. That was good.
Yeah.
That's like I would have never thought. You know, here I'm pulling up, you know, Clannad and Dubliners and Irish Rovers and you're throwing out Thin Lizzy. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Of course. So I would not be I have to do this in the first 40 minutes of us talking. Because I would be a horrible father if I didn't. There is a particular Irish musician who has been on the top of the charts for a long time. Not the pop charts or the R&B charts, but the classical charts. And this gentleman has been playing flute for 50 plus years since before you and I were born.
Yes.
He plays traditional music. He plays all sorts, but this is the Belfast hornpipe.
Okay.
That is starting to come back. And, you know, it is, again, a traditional Irish tune, but this is a guy playing, I don't know if he's on the flute or this one, or if he's on the... I don't know if they call it a pan flute, but the smaller, not a national, actual flute. But this is James Galway. And of course, because I have a kid who's a flute player, I have to talk a little bit about James Galway, because Irish music, flute, master. He sold more records than the Beatles. He is the Beatles of classical music.
Hard to believe, but I believe what you're saying.
And I might be exaggerating. I'm not sure if he sold more records than the Beatles. But he sold a crap-ass load of them.
Right.
He's doing well. My daughter got to meet him and do a seminar with him with a crap load of other kids. But she was part of it, and it was just a phenomenal day. That was years ago. But... it was really nice that she got to see what she could do. And this is just, you know, simple. Pipe and a percussion.
Yeah, and Sean and Amma, if you guys have any requests, feel free to throw them out there.
Oh, Sean and Amma? Yeah. I mean, if there's something you want to hear Irishly, and we can talk about it Irishly, Irishish.
Irish-ish-ish.
We'd be love to throw our...
like Worcestershire sauce?
Exactly. We'll throw our 2 cents in. You know, he does a version of Danny Boy. That's not it. But the guy plays the pipe like there's no tomorrow.
Danny Boy. It's like, I want a hot dog. I want a hamburger.
You'll get nothing and like it. How about a fresca?
Yeah, right. A fresca.
Yeah. How about a fresca? Well, you're going Caddyshack, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, sort of thought. But I mean, how beautiful is that flute? I mean, I could fall. I actually own this album. I'm looking.
It's nice. It reminds me of an intro to like Looney Tunes or something. You know, where
there's,
like,
yeah, there's that.
Like Bugs Bunny's like walking through like a meadow,
yeah.
You know, and it's nothing against the music. I mean,
no, and not at all. But I mean, a lot of the I was first introduced to classical music through Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
With the Barber of Seville. You remember that episode?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when I saw that, I'm like, well, I know it doesn't have words to it. I've heard that tune before. My dad, you know, I grew up listening to classical music. And like Neil Diamond and Gordon Lightfoot and Elton John, stuff my
Gordon
dad
liked. Lightfoot, oh
stuff
gosh.
My dad liked.
Yeah,
you know, but
the Edmunds Fitzgerald.
Yeah, but again, music that these guys produced, and Billy Joel as well, and the music they produced is sort of got roots in classical music because of the structure.
Sure.
And I was able to, because, you know, I was taught the classical music stuff when I was a little one, it all just kind of, oh yeah, that makes sense. It just kind of flowed naturally. I wouldn't be able to tell you any of the terms of the allegros and agapes or whatever the hell they are. I know what some of that stuff means by, oh, that's what that is.
Agape. It's like an old Italian scooter.
I have no idea, but there's all these different, you know, words and terms that people use for the music stuff. My kid knows.
No, I know.
Stuff. I don't know half of it. And I don't care. So I had to fade that out. That was starting to get, so here is a classic that you'll know, because you've heard the modern version of it, which I'll also play here in a little bit. But this is the Irish Rovers. And
Jim Finnegan lived in Walker Street, a gentleman Irishman mighty on. He seen a roll so soft and sweet, and the rise in the world.
Does sound a little familiar?
A little bit. I know that I've probably heard this at one of the bars on St. Patrick's Day that I've been to in the last 30 years.
Yeah, well, this is, let's see if the Dropkick Murphys can do it any better. That's not it. Hold on. You've heard this. And that's the fast version of Finnegan's Wake.
Right, right. It's pretty good.
But again, Finnegan's Wake is a great story. It's a fun story. It's a silly story.
Right. I don't know anything about
again,
it.
You've heard the song, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
I just was playing the Dropkick Murphys version.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Oh.
I'm not very versed on Irish,
right,
except
well,
for St. Patrick's Day music and U2 and Cranberries and...
Well, tell me something about U2 that you like.
Gosh. Well, I mean, it's kind of a hard question to answer. They've got a lot of good music, but is there anything that really kind of complements their Irish culture? I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know if they really
could,
sing about it all that much. Huh?
We could stray from the topic, and you can just tell me what you like about U2. I'm going to fade out Finnegan's Wake. There we go.
Go ahead. Yeah, you know, U2 is just one of those bands that came on. They were like, there was nobody else like them. Their music was, I don't know, it was kind of infectious at the time. It was kind of, they didn't sound like anybody else. It had a real positive kind of sound to it. And his Bono's lyrics always kind of told a story for the most part. So he's telling
and
a story about something.
Is your connection, because Bono always told a story.
Yeah
and that's his heritage.
That is the
musical Irish storytelling heritage. It's ingrained.
I think you could have another Elvis. I don't know if you could have another U2. I mean you could, but you know, it's just, there's just bands out there that just, like, you know, it's almost like, I don't know. What's that? What's another good one? There's just bands you can't replace, you know? Like Queen. You could never replace Queen. There's nobody that'll match up to Queen.
The Who.
The Who?
There's nobody like The Who.
Yeah,
there's
The Who had there. A lot of talent.
And
I would say The Who's probably got more talent than the Stones. Stones just never gave up. Nobody ever died.
Right, they just became ubiquitous with rock and roll.
Yeah,
I mean, that's,
I think,
just how it is. Hey, welcome back, Sean. Thanks for stopping by again.
Yeah, I think Zeppelin had some talent, but they didn't have true talent. They just had talent. Even though I probably liked them more than The Who and The Stones, I just don't think talent. It's kind of like, I don't know. It's kind of like Guns N' Roses, you know? There's a talent there, but it's not a...
But there's something missing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the heart isn't there. With you too, it was like it's these guys, whether they got along or not, you just seemed like when they're on stage, everything is about the performance and giving to the crowd as much as they can and telling their stories and belting out the music. And the music made sense. There was something to it.
And it wasn't overdone. A little bit. It got a little bit theatrical towards, like, I think they were like pop
Mart. After Joshua Tree.
Yeah, it got a little bit, and a lot of people did. R.E.M. got into that shiny, happy people time and
goofy stuff.
I don't know. I think people were a little, that was like the 90s. People getting a little too happy with life.
Well, there was money flowing around and overall pretty good things were happening more or less. But, but you're right. Those early 80s, the first three U2 albums were astounding.
October. Yeah. Unforgettable Fire.
Unforgettable Fire.
And War.
War and Boy. Right.
War and Boy. And they're all those were pretty good.
I have all those.
Yeah.
I bought all those.
I don't really care to listen to them. I like them all. I don't really care to listen to them. I mean, it's kind of like a Dave Matthews. I think the guy's phenomenal, but I'm so burned out of listening to him, you know?
Right. Well, that's the thing, though. But you recognize the talent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you know what?
Dave Matthews. I don't know if you've ever seen him in concert, but he puts on a phenomenal concert. He really does. He sounds great.
I have not seen Dave Matthews in concert, but you've played for me many of his live albums, like the Live in New York one.
The Live in New York one is probably it's a perfect example of how he plays in concert. It's just kind of balls.
That was a great album to have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you turned me on to that one because again, it comes down to the music and the storytelling.
Yeah.
Why do I listen to the music? Because I want to hear a story and I want the music to take me somewhere. Let my mind create a picture. You know, I'm a relatively creative individual on my own, but I need some help.
Yeah.
My mind will make the picture. Just give me something to do it with.
Right.
Give me some lyrics to make me think about and put it on a backing of some really nice music and I'll run with it. And U2 was phenomenal at that.
I got an idea. Maybe we'll write a book. I know you're working on something, but maybe you now write a book. I'm pretty good with the illustrations. You're pretty good with the writing.
What kind of book would we write?
I don't know. That might be the tough part.
You want to do illustrations for my book?
Yeah, sure.
You can draw stick figures, right?
Yeah, I can. I'm the master at stick figures.
There you go. In the background
I have no artistic talent when it comes to that stuff.
Well, you're going to be drawing stick figures for my book. In the background, what you hear is the Chieftains.
Yeah.
And this is O'Sullivan's March. And again, the music is not complex necessarily. It's a simple group of instruments, but the way they flow together, and there's not a lot of crazy hard notes. It's very simple tunes, but and there's a lot of, when you hear an Irish song, let me put it this way. When you hear an Irish song, you know it's an Irish song.
Oh, for sure.
You know, there's a certain telltale with either the rhythm or the flute or the way the guitar goes, or there's some kind of pipes in the background, whether they be Scottish bagpipes or the Irish pipes. You can tell. There's something to it. You know, there's Irish pipes in the background here. And I was watching today on one of the videos. The difference between the Irish pipes is there's no, you don't blow into them. You've seen the guys play the Scottish bagpipes. They got the stick in their mouth and they're blowing into the bag to fill it with air. And then
right.
The air and it blows out. With the Irish pipes, there's a bag around your one arm, and then it's like at your elbow, and it's like you're flapping your wing, and that it's like a bellows, you know.
Right, right.
And so your mouth is free to sing, which makes sense for storytellers. if you're going to play music and tell a story, you want to be able to sing and be able to do the same thing at the same time. I was looking at that, just going, wow, that just makes so much sense. To keep your mouth free so you can sing or tell the story or, and what have you. And again,
interesting.
The anthropology of this is all phenomenal and fascinating to me. And that was one of the other, like I said, we did history, culture, and I can't remember, it wasn't called anthropology, but there was a certain amount of history to how the stories were being told and why they were being told that way.
Mm.
And I just thought that was the coolest thing ever. If you ever study somebody else's culture,
right.
It'll really open up your eyes for something.
I agree.
Even if it's studying a culture of your ancestors, if you're Polish, study the Polish culture. There's something interesting there.
I checked my 23andMe again.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were some adjustments made. They put me on the other side of the my percentages changed a little bit, and I went from being Polish to being Ukrainian.
So they got more information. They were able to get more specific.
Yeah, they pushed me over. Yeah, they pushed me over the country dividing line. So I'm heavy in Ukrainian than I am. I thought I was more Polish, but I'm actually got a little more Ukraine in me.
Well, how much Ukrainian do you speak? About as much
None.
Polish, huh?
You're right, exactly. No, I speak Polish. Dupayash.
I speak Polish. Zivik.
That's all I got. That and pierogi.
I speak Zivik. And what was the other beer?
Zivik. That's good beer.
That's delicious. I almost bought some of that today, but I thought, I'm going to stick with the Irish today, and we'll do the Polish another time. In the background you're hearing now, so just so you know, Riverside is another, I don't know if this is a traditional song or not. This is Agnes Obel, Obel. The song is Riverside, and it's just lovely. Her voice is delicious. And she's a sweet little lady with a delicious sounding accent. Wonderful voice.
Is she the one with real big ass?
No.
I'm kidding. That was completely a joke. Not even funny. I know that, but I just did it to break up the.
Yeah, I was going to laugh, but I think I'll do that later.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Wow, this is a video that I've already liked. Interesting.
I remember that.
You hear this one today. But again, it's Agnes Obel, O-B-E-L.
Agnes Obel.
Yeah, the song is Riverside. And it's just, again, another good story.
God, it sounds like, you know what? When we go see...
Haunting.
Dead Can Dance, she's got somebody opening up for, and their name is similar. It reminds you of Agnes Obel. But it's she's a solo artist. I have to look her back up and
this and might see. Be the one. And if it is, that'd be just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Is that show going to happen?
I have to check. I haven't seen. Let me check right now.
And this isn't necessarily traditional, but this is just a girl with a beautiful voice. A sweet little Irish lass. I'm going to fade this out. We'll go into the Galway Girl. Fiddler's Green, the Galway Girl. This is more traditional Irish. This is... A lot of people have done this song.
Hmm.
And these guys are a little more rocking than most. Got a stand-up bass. A real drum kit, real guitar. But he's got one violin and one of those little, not a ukulele, but the smaller
right.
type guitar. But just fun stuff. And, of course, the accordion, which takes the place of the Irish pipes.
Well, they're scheduled for Tuesday the 27th at 6:30.
I can do that.
Yeah, we'll have to... You know, to figure out who's touring with her.
Yeah, that'd be nice. If you know, it's any chance to get out, it's going to be awesome.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I've got one. We're going to loosen it up here a little bit.
Oh.
See what you think. Yeah, you know. Like this song. Oh, here we go. Hold on a second.
Fiddler's Green playing Galway Girl. It's kind of a rock and roll version of a traditional Irish tune. God bless you.
I'm apologizing. Mm-hmm.
It's all right, man. You find what you got to find. I'm going to go grab myself another beer.
Well, hold on. You got to listen to this before I...
Oh, I'm walking. I'm walking with it.
You might know a couple. Well, we'll see.
Okay.
Let's see what happens here.
I'm with you, brother.
I'm kind of clearing the... I'm washing the blackboard.
That's
three words, folks. House of Pain. Okay? Three more words. St. Patrick's Day. Okay? Guy's got his own day. Guy's got his own parade. You too doesn't have their own parade. Don't talk to me about you too.
That's, what's his name? The comedian guy.
If you don't know what the Big 3-3 stands for, get out! Get out now!
I'm an asshole. That guy.
Hog Mahone. Okay?
Well, this should be interesting. Oh, it's getting fun. Doesn't sound very original.
I got bumps for you. Excuse me, Senora. Are you a horror? Are you a lady? Is it Erica Boyette?
How
is that? Marsha Brady. Let me know, hun. The deed will get done. Just us in the
position.
Oh, you know.
I'm always in the knowing. It comes to giving pleasure. I'm every woman's treasure. I came to work your body, so let me do my job. I've never been late.
That's from New York. Talking about. Now we're making records. Now we're making tapes. So how is this Irish?
Making all the papers.
On St. Patrick's Day?
I've never on the run, pull my gun, and I shoot. I've never been up front. I've never been up front.
So it's the Irish rapper, right? Clancy McDougal.
Well, the name of the song is Shamrocks and Shenanigans. House of Pain.
House of Pain. Of course. Yeah, House of Pain.
I told you I was going to loosen it up a little bit.
Yeah, that's definitely loose. That's like really loose. That's like falling off the bone loose.
Well, I think you're getting a little bit serious for St. Patrick's Day, so I had to like loosen up a little bit. For Christ's sake, Sean's left the room and come back like four times. He's like, it's got
to
get better.
I know, because he's tired of listening to me, and I don't know.
Yeah, I know. You're rambling on about.
Blah, 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 blah. No, why do you let me ramble like that?
I know. It's your show.
Oh, right. So House of Pain has done some other stuff, too.
Jump Around.
Yeah, but I mean, relatively Irish stuff, because House of Pain is got some Irish roots, don't they?
I mean, I think the lead singer is from maybe New York with an Irish background.
I got a song called Irish Pride.
The House of Pain is an effect.
And of course, they got the shamrock on their little thing.
You know that house.
Little icon.
Yeah.
I don't think Jump Around is really a traditional Irish something or another. But I do got this one here. This could be good. So this is House of Pain again. We really did some extra editing. That's cool. I did not pre-listen to this at all. This is Danny Boy, Danny Boy. I don't think this is really the version of the actual Danny Boy.
Right.
But it's interesting, man. Yeah, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling. Oh my God, listen. The whole track and leave you three laps back. Chop so it don't do me no good. I gotta have cold beef and cabbage if I'm gonna manage. Oh man. I've heard this song before, and I forgot that I've heard this before. All right. There we go. Love to go with the ball of hurl, a stick in the shinty bowl, the brick, the brack, the crack, and all. Let's call it an Irish pop. Irish pop, we're not complaining about the Guinness, kind of catch, crack, the either one of your panic tracks. We'll call it an Irish pop. I'll be from the sweat upon the hole. Now, which guys are these?
These guys are...
Sounds a little Murphy's.
I'll tell you in a second.
It's not Dropkick Murphys. They don't use that instrument. I can't think of who this is.
It is the Rum Jacks.
Nice.
The Rum Jacks, an Irish pub song. They were singing
that's
about
all Guinness. It was Irish pub song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. So do you know about the orange and the green?
Not off here.
This is Irish lore, and this is me barely doing it even any justice. The
is
orange
their form of camouflage?
No, the orange is the problem with Britain. Because in years past, back in the 15, 16, early hundreds, whatever the hell it was, when Britain was really pissing all over Ireland and stealing shit.
Yeah.
They had their, whatever the regulars, they were called the Orange Men or something like that. There was something about the uniform that had orange in it. And I don't know if it was because of Cromwell or some other historical monkey jack. But the orange and the green is like the conflicting northern Southern Ireland.
I see.
So Northern Ireland is the orange Protestants and the green is the South free counties. And that's where your IRA comes from, fighting against the orange. And you got your black and tan, which was sort of, I don't know if the black and tan was something that was a derogatory towards the English or if that's, I can't remember the source of that. I'll have to look that up another day. But the orange and the green, there's a number of bands that have done a traditional Irish song called the Orange and the Green, which also talks about the conflict between the North and the South. And in as much as Ireland is a beautiful country, there's a lot of sad history there.
Right, right.
Because, you know, and you know me, I'm not going to bring it up and talk too much about it, but you start throwing religion around and people get all funky. And when people start getting funky about their religion and my God's the right God, then shit starts to happen. And if your God's not my God, then you're an asshole. And I'm going to have to kill you and take your land because your God's an idiot. Well, wait, I like my God and your God's an idiot. And then people start fighting.
Yeah.
And I have problems with all of that stuff. And, you know, a lot of this stuff is my God's better than your God. And so I'm going to start fighting you.
Yeah.
And it's too bad that the history of man and the history of Ireland and the history of many other countries is this my God's better than your God issue. And that's the all I'm going to talk about that because I want to talk about the Sons of Dropkick Murphys doing this beautiful song, Johnny, I Hardly Knew You. Haru, Haru. The sweet and I got to tell you, the Dropkick Murphys have done such a great job modernizing a lot of the classic Irish tunes and just making them their own and punking it all out, bringing it to the young folks. That's all I got to say about that. I love me some Dropkick Murphys, man.
I like them.
What did you start there in the background? I'm going to fade this out. There we go.
Nothing.
I heard you starting, flipping through. Yeah.
Nobody I really knew. They just sounded interesting, but I waxed them.
So let's throw this on. This is a good one. This is Irish Rovers again. But again, it's that you listen to this, you go, oh yeah, this is an Irish song. This is a traditional Irish tune. This is The Orange and the Green by the Irish Rovers. And this is a story about a mom, a son who is born of a mom who was green and the father was orange.
Mm.
So North and South marries, has a son, and then it's which religion does the son get baptized in?
The Protestants or the Catholics?
Right. Is he going to be Irish, or is he going to be Protestant, or is he going to be Catholic? And it's a great story. It's a sad story. But it's a lovely, fun little bar song.
Well,
that's the other thing I love about the Irish is this is as crazy as all this shit is. Take it in stride. In country, you take it in stride and you just deal with it. It is what it is, and I still got to go do my work.
You?
There was a big story behind that somewhere, but I lost it. What are you finding?
Nothing. I am. I left this entirely up to you tonight.
Oh, well, excellent. So The Orange and the Green is a great story. And this is, again, in the background, the Irish Rovers doing a version of Orange and the Green. And like I said, it's a great story of the conflict. And they make light of it, more or less. I'm going to fade that out. I'm getting my fade outs almost as good as you.
You are. It takes a little practice.
Yeah, I've really been working on it. So in the background, you're going to hear the Dubliners, a song called Lord of the Dance. And it has nothing to do with the guy who does the jig thing on stage.
I saw that. I had to go. Right. Some girl asked me to go. I had to go. You want to go? You want to go see Lord of the Dance? And I'm like, I heard it's all recorded. Jeez, how disappointing!
The music is all recorded.
No, the thump on the wood floor.
The stomping.
Yeah, because they have to get it loud so you can hear it. So it's
I don't
recorded.
Know about that.
They pace themselves.
I've seen traditional Irish step dancing.
Yeah.
And it depends. I've not seen Lord of the Dance guy. He could add thumping to it just for, you know, live audience. But I've seen traditional Irish dancers in the pubs, and there's some volume with the stepping.
Yeah.
They got their stuff together, and you know, there's a certain way to do it. And if you see how straight they are and stiff they are, there's a physics in planting your feet the way they do, and the stepping and the clicking and the clacking and the yummies. That just there's a certain something that accentuates the sound to it. So I don't know.
Did you say the yummies?
I did say the yummies. Because, you know, when you're talking about step dancing, you want to talk about the yummies. Hey, you know, Angela Maya 91 has just joined us. Did I tell you about Angela? Maya? Did I tell you about Angela Maya 91?
She's going to work in Nashville for like 3 years.
Oh, yeah. It's just a friend of the show. Smells lovely. Fantastic with a yo-yo. Has great taste in podcasts.
Loves Irish music.
Yeah. And that's Angela Maya 91.
You got a cousin
English
named Julia.
Is a second language to me. Yeah. And English is a second language to me today.
Hmm.
So I'm like through the songs and the anthropological historical bullshit that I was trying to throw before. And really, I just wanted to spit all this fun stuff out. hey, that one ended on all on its own. I didn't have to fade it out.
Yeah, it sounded good.
I like that one. That was the other song by the guys with the thing. Probably the Irish Rovers doing something. Because why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't it be? So we're going to throw this up here, though, because I'm not sure if this is a remake of the one that we were talking about. But this is Dropkick Murphys again. And like I said, I dig these guys. Yeah, this one's called The Boys Are Back, but I don't think it's The Boys Are Back in Town.
No.
We were talking about before, Thin Lizzy. Didn't Thin Lizzy do a... they did a... Thin Lizzy did...
What about turning your...
Oh, here, hold on.
Yeah, turn your noisemaker off.
Yeah, I did. The Six and the Sevens did a version of a Thin Lizzy song. We're the...
All right, hold on. Listen to this woman. One.
Yeah, yeah.
Shh. God bless you and keep you. Guess who?
That's your guy. That's what's his name? I can never think of his name.
I don't know if this is from a movie or if it's a song. It's got to be from a movie. He's been in like 20 some movies.
But it's your guy.
That is Mr. Tom Waits.
Yeah, that's Mr. Tom Waits. I can never think of Tom Waits' name every time you bring him up or whatever. I can never think of his name until you say it. And oh, yeah, of course. It's Tom Waits. Oh, man. So now I got to figure out that one song. I thought it was Thin Lizzy, not Jailbreak. Because, like I said, Six and the Sevens did. Oh, here, let's see.
Pub Break?
I'm going to look them up. So, Six and the Sevens is a Detroit band, and they are phenomenal. They are typical intro and outro music. And they did a song. Oh, my computer's going crazy. I can't think of it. It's the one where I swear to God, you know what? I got to stop thinking about it because I'm drawing a blank and it's not helping, and I'm not bringing anything forward to the show. So we're gonna go back to Fiddler's Green playing Galway Girl because it's such a beautiful song. And I probably bored everybody away because I'm trying to figure out the name of this one song.
Yeah, I think a lot of them just kind of passed on our...
I would pass on us too. Why wouldn't you pass on us? A Six and a Seven song. I'll find it during the week sometime and then we'll talk about it on Sunday for about 4.2 seconds, and that'll be the end of it. And you go, oh yeah, that song. With the gal about the thing with the stuff. Like she's not the father of my daughter or son or something like that.
Talking about Mandika?
No. I think it's a Thin Lizzy song, it's like, I don't know. She's not my girl. She is my girl. I don't know. I can't remember. Doesn't matter. I can't tell stories. I'm not Irish. Although I am a little Irish. Yeah. I'm going to fade out this. Fade this out. Here we go. You know, that's been Eric.
It's been Bill.
Last we checked, it was St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
If you've decided
to spend we had a pretty good one today.
I wish
you had your shit together, all your stuff from work. I didn't do any research or nothing. I left it completely up to you.
And I appreciate that.
That's all right.
But you know,
we thank everybody for listening.
If you've enjoyed us, thank you for enjoying us. If you stuck around and listened to it all the way through to the end, thank you for enjoying us. That is, in the background, Six and the Sevens doing Uranium Clock. That's a Detroit band. You can find them on YouTube and many other places. Good music. But
yes.
Thanks for sticking around. Thanks for listening.
Drink Guinness responsibly.
Have a lovely, safe evening. And
happy Easter.
Be happy. Wear your mask. Be good to each other.
We're going to be on Sunday, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, I think Bill's got some good things planned for 8 o'clock. Maybe a little spillover of some of the things that he wanted to talk about. Give you a chance to today.
Well, we'll see.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Well, I'll come up with something, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or maybe I'll be the host. Host this.
You can be the host. I'll be your little Uranium Clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, man. I appreciate it. It's been awesome. You can go up and hang
lovely, lovely podcast, Bill.
Pour me another brother.
Pour me another brother.